This is John Batchelor. Long conversation with my colleague Peter Husey of the National Center for Deterrence Studies about the U.S. nuclear arsenal and plans to upgrade, and the demands by the People's Republic of China that in some fashion the U.S. edits or abridges our plans to update our nuclear arsenal that is responsible for offering a nuclear umbrella to our allies in Europe and in Asia. We go through the checklist of what the Biden administration in 2022 said was the immediate future for upgrade. This is Peter Husey on the weapon systems, the missiles, the bombers, the submarines. Is there any intention right now to limit the replacement of the Minuteman III by the Sentinel? Do we have a full commitment to the Sentinel, or are they hesitating? Yes or no, Peter?
I would say yes, we have a full commitment.
All right.
And for the bombers and the submarines.
No, I want to go to the submarine.
And National Nuclear Command and Control.
I want to go to the submarine next. We are fully funding the Columbia class. Is that a yes or a no?
It's a yes.
And are we modernizing the B-52H? And are we replacing the gravity bombs with a long-range standoff weapon, a cruise missile?
Yes and yes. We're upgrading the B-52 and building the new radar, R-A-I-D-E-R, radar bomber, which is the B-21. And the first flight was just the other day.
To your knowledge, Peter, is China matching any of these programs?
Yes. They have more ICBMs than we do. They have about half the number of submarines. And they have a third largest air force in the world.
Thank you.